Welcome back to another episode of The Starting Block. I'm the host of the show, Swain, and today I wanted to talk about creatives relocating. Moving is never fun. It's always a pain in the ass, and most of the creatives that I know, you know, they're creatures of habit. So when someone has to move to a different city or, you know, God forbid, a different country, this can be extremely disrupting to, you know, their schedule and to those habits. And it can really have an effect on the brilliant work that they want to create and do create. And I thought it'd be interesting to talk about relocating from the perspective of a creative. And I've got some great friends who've joined me on the show to help, you know, illustrate and illuminate the topic. First up is going to be my friend Christian Sager. He is a writer and a designer and also the co-host of a terrific podcast called Super Context that you all should be listening to. Christian lived here in Atlanta for many years. That's where I met him. And then he moved to the West Coast, to Portland, Oregon, where he lives now. And he talks about his experiences here in Atlanta very honestly and very candidly, and also talks about his new experiences there in Portland. And I think you're going to enjoy what Christian has to say about relocating. Second up is my friend Tana Tucker. Tana is a comic artist and a cartoonist based out of the Bay Area. She's originally from the Midwest, Ohio. And she talks about her move from Ohio to the Bay Area and trying to fit in and find her way and starting one way and then ending up another. And Tana started out basically, you know, doing illustration and some concept art. And she thought that was the path she was going to take. And then she had a revelation. And now she is fully embracing her life as a cartoonist and a comic book artist. And I'm super happy for her. So again, first up will be Christian Sager. And then after Christian will be Tana Tucker. And I hope you enjoy hearing these two people talk about creatives relocating.
Hello, listeners of The Starting Block. My name is Christian Sager, and I am a comic book creator. I've been doing comics for over 10 years. Mainly, it's been as a writer, but I also draw and color and letter my comics, as well as doing the layout and the production on the books that I produce. You may know me for my podcasting work, as I used to co-host some pretty popular science podcasts, but I also run my own show right now with Charlie Bennett called Super Context and Autopsy of Media. I used to live in Atlanta, Georgia, and I thought a lot about picking up and going to a new city, getting plugged into an entirely different community, because it just never felt comfortable in Atlanta. When I looked at it, my needs just were never really met there. I mean, like, my physiological needs were met. I was able to, like, buy food and drink water, and I had a roof over my head. And, you know, I had great opportunities there in terms of employment. So, you know, I had resources. All that was available to me. But I never quite felt like I belonged, and I never quite felt like I had a sense of confidence or achievement in the community that I lived in there. And subsequently, that made it a lot more difficult to be a creative person. So I thought a lot about moving, and eventually I did it. I moved to the Pacific Northwest. I live just outside of Portland, Oregon now. Now, Atlanta was difficult for me as a creator because I found that Atlanta was a community that was often about money. Like I said, I made comics for 10 years. I worked professionally as a podcaster for 4 years. And my experience was that in both of these media, Atlanta wasn't really about community as much as it was about how much money could be made off of the content that you were creating. And I think back on my time there, and I realized that in terms of my creativity and the way that I was interacting with the creative community there, Atlanta just wasn't working for me. There was only one time I was ever invited in the entire time I lived there to a gathering of other creators. And it wasn't even because I was one of them. It was because I was a friend of a friend and he asked me to go with him. Nobody there even knew that I made comics. There was another time where I was at a convention and I exchanged contact information with a guy who lived in Atlanta and made comics, and he said we should hang out. And when we got back to Atlanta, he never returned any of my messages, and he ignored me at every single comic show I saw him at afterwards. One time, we were at a party together, and he pretended like we'd never met in the first place. It's interesting, because then I read a local interview with him in our alternative weekly paper there, and he said that the Atlanta comic scene was fragmented but surviving. And he said the reason why was because there was never a situation where comics creators all came together. And that struck me as ironic, given that, you know, he had avoided me at every opportunity. And then when it came to conventions, the other, you know, major part of a comics community, I had a really bad experience. One year, I did a free comic book day appearance at a store, and the director of the local big show stopped by my table, and he looked at my stuff, and he said, "I really like your books, and how would you like to set up your table at the show that I run?" I said, "That'd be interesting, sure." And he told me that it would cost me $800 to have a table at this show. For comparison, at the time, a table at the biggest show in the country was $300 less than that, and I was really confused as to why it would cost so much. It was certainly more than I could afford. And later on, I talked to some folks, and they told me, oh, he prices out his tables on a sliding scale. He changes the cost of entry based on how much money or traffic he thinks you're going to bring in the door. So I was being charged more because I wasn't as popular of a name. All of these things led me to feel like Atlanta wasn't exactly the best community for me to be thriving in as a comic book creator. And that's not the only reason why I moved to Portland, Oregon. I mean, there's lots of reasons why I came here. I like the weather better, the geography, the socio-cultural values. There are some pretty amazing waffles and donuts here. But yeah, the community is great. You know, I've only been here for about 4 months. I already work for a public radio show, and they have a wonderful community that's been built up around it for over 15 years. There's people that are engaged with the show and come out to live events. They are connected to the literary scene here, where there are amazing bookstores who put on readings and writing workshops constantly. They're also connected to the comedy scene. Stand-up comics and improv and sketch comics come from all over the world to perform here. But not only that, there's a thriving scene here in Portland as well. And not only that, but music as well. There's just so much creatively going on in this community, and I'm really lucky to be tied into it through my day job. But then there's comics. So I moved here, and right away, I was invited by a local studio, Helioscope Studio, to come by and to meet all the artists who are working there and to see what they're working on and to talk to all of them about what it's like to live in Portland and make comics in Portland. And they gave me great advice on retailers to work with and in conventions to attend. And then they invited me to go to, you know, an event where comics creators just hung out and talked shop and learned from one another and were a community. This is so different from what I was used to in Atlanta. In fact, a best-selling author here just opened her home this month to comics creators to come by and spend a couple hours together learning about their craft and talking with each other and being part of the community. And she didn't have to do that. It's just part of the vibe here, the atmosphere of being inclusive. You may know that three of the top comics publishers in the country are located here in Portland. So yeah, I wanted to live somewhere where the higher end of my needs were being fulfilled, where I was feeling, I don't know, more creatively supported and feeling that my self-esteem was better, that I had more confidence and there was respect from others, by others here, and that in some sense that I belong. So I guess the moral of the story is that wherever you live, your neighbors are going to tell you that it's worse somewhere else, because there is a natural kind of human instinct, a fear of change, of being somewhere where you're outside of your social loop. But then once I did it, once I picked up and I moved to a new city, and I took a couple months to get over the culture shock and got plugged into the community here, I realized that it wasn't so bad, and that, in fact, in some ways, it was a lot more satisfying and helped me to be a more creative person.
Hi, my name is Tana. I'm an artist and cartoonist based in Oakland, California. And Swain has asked me to share a little bit about my experience in relocating from Ohio to California and how that's affected me as a creative. I guess I'd start by saying talking a little bit about how I got out here in the first place. So I've been based in the Bay Area. I've lived in both San Francisco and Oakland for about 8 years. And I always knew, you know, I went to school in Ohio, I'm from Ohio, and I always knew I wanted to leave. I always knew I wanted to travel. You know, I knew I just wanted to have different experiences. I knew I wanted to live in as many different places as possible. And I also, it was easy to leave because I didn't, at the time, feel like I really had a strong community or that I even fit in where I currently was. So it was pretty easy to make that decision then. So I stayed after I finished school. I stayed for 2 years to save money. And then it was just a matter of deciding what the next move was. And at that point, it was deciding between, you know, backpacking around the world for a little while or going and pursuing study and classes with this painter who was at the time based in San Francisco. And that was tied to a pursuit around, you know, also at the time when I finished school, I thought I wanted to work in entertainment art and gaming and concept art. And this painter, he had, you know, he trained fine artists, but he also was known for training, you know, entertainment artists and illustrators. I've also always been drawn to the West Coast, and I actually wanted to go to undergrad out here. And, you know, deeply drawn as well to the political history, the very deep political history that the Bay Area has, you know, around activism. I decided to come out here. And it's funny because, you know, in Cleveland, a lot of folks go, you know, it's close to New York and it's art school. And so a lot of artists end up, you know, making the move to New York. Certainly a lot of the people that I knew were New York bound, and I absolutely had no interest in New York or the East Coast. I was always interested in the West Coast, actually. I really wanted to take these classes. I was sure of the community surrounding that as well was something that I would fit into and that I would plug into. And I was really sure of the work that I was making at the time. That was the catalyst that got me to the West Coast, and that was the deciding factor for that particular move and relocation. But if it hadn't been there, it would have been somewhere else for another reason. I knew it was time for me to leave Ohio, and that was going to happen no matter what. And to be honest, like the first couple years of living out here were really hard. You know, it was still barely 2 years after the recession, and I definitely was living as a starving artist. And I'm surprised that I've lasted as long as I have. So something else changed too. So a lot was starting to shift. I had a great time studying with that artist and learned a lot, but I realized I was not interested in working in gaming any longer or really that industry, and that I didn't quite fit into the communities that were associated with that. And I knew I was still motivated. I still had, you know, kind of maintained a studio practice and still wanted to make art. And I was still also kind of playing with the same themes, but it was the first time I didn't have certainty around where I was going with my creative practice or work. And it was a little bit terrifying, and I was like, if I don't belong here, if my work doesn't belong here, where does my work belong? Meanwhile, you know, I'm also kind of getting involved in these other scenes and these other creative communities as well. So the biggest one being comics and cartooning. And so, yeah, I started connecting more deeply, as I said, with the zine and cartoonist community and comics community, which is really huge here, and really diverse, and realized that, you know, my work, I hadn't really been making comics up until that point. You know, I was kind of working as an illustrator and a painter, but not really doing a ton of sequential cartooning work. But really connected with the community and felt at home there. And what was important to me, not just aesthetically, but ethically, and politically, because, you know, this is all happening as I'm experiencing a political shift that is more militant. This is all happening as I'm experiencing a militant political shift that started, you know, in the middle of school, and realizing that my politics are not separate from my art, and that for me it's you can't disentangle them. And so all of that to say was that I found that through cartoonist community, I was like, oh, I make sense in comics. And I've always loved comics, and I've always read comics, but if you told me that that's what I'd be making, and that I would even be referring to my creative identity as a cartoonist 8 years ago, I don't know that I would believe you. I would say, it's not hyperbolic for me to say that comics has saved my life. And in terms, again, just of the community and a chosen family that I really connected with and where my art really thrived. I was quite certain that I was going to be working in one industry, and I was quite certain that I would be, you know, a good fit in one community, and I was quite certain of where my art made sense, and that has just all drastically changed. It's dramatically different now on the other side of 8 years, and I'm interested to see what it's like, you know, in another few years after I've, you know, lived in these other spaces. So that's how relocation has affected me. Thanks, Swain.